Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. We are halfway home on a Wednesday, halfway point of our week, as it were. In your week, the Tier 1s, thanks so much for joining us on social media, on Twitch, on the radio, on the app, on YouTube. Phenomenal audience. Really, really appreciate you guys. I'm Woodsy, that's Paul Reindl, executive producer of the program. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well.
In fact, you guys are such a good audience. Can we say you guys are so loyal to us? You're not going to be hearing any more Chicago liners or anything like that on our show.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I noticed
it's
that.
It's done, right? It is done.
Holy smokes.
I didn't even notice that it was gone. I was like, expecting to be reading that every day for five or six months.
Me too.
Like, honestly, we had a whole plan of as far as like scheduling out, you know, liners and social media posts and all that, and I don't have to worry about that really, for the next like 6 weeks.
Don't have to do it. Of course, Paulie's talking about the trip to Chicago, to Schmigley Field. To see the Smubs play the Schmadres,
yes.
In June. And went into it with our pal David J. from Hop Run Tours, and he pitched this idea, and I said, oh, yeah, I'd love to do it. Makes me nervous, man. You know, makes me nervous. And then, yeah, it sold out in like a couple weeks. So you guys are an absolute dream audience. I mean, you couldn't draw it up any better.
I mean, it's going to be a... It's going to really be a blast. Fun trip.
It's going to be a blast.
I mean, I'm already excited for it.
Oh, I'm
and
so
it's
giddy.
So far away. Now it feels like we have to wait until June to do this thing. Let's just go now. But obviously, you have to wait until the Padres or the Schmadres play the Schmubs.
Right. Exactly. Right, so. Chicago's going to be an elite time. And I'm actually glad that we are working that week, because that city, I've been known to get in trouble a time or two in that town. Because I won't do it if we have work.
You have to remember, you need to get up the next morning.
Yeah.
A couple hours later, we got the time difference working for us. But yes, you will still have to get up in the morning. You can't visit every single one of your old Chicago haunts.
They're all gone. I'm going to take you guys to my old neighborhood the first night we get there. We're going to go have dinner down in my old hood. And I'll give you the full woods walking tour down there. But the two bars I worked at, one of them is now an Urban Outfitters, a two-level Urban Outfitters. Your boy would vomit over the rails that I'll show you.
We'll go in and pretend to, you know, shop around.
I'll be like, this is where I used to go do this. This is where I did this. So yeah, man, it's a trip to see. And then when you go down around Schmigley Field, as it were. That area has changed so much. I mean, it's changed so much. There's a betting parlor like attached to it. It's crazy. It's just crazy to see. So it is going to be a really, really fun time. A really fun time. So thank you, Tier Ones, for making us look phenomenal. And you know, if this one goes well and you guys don't assault Ben or anything, maybe we can do it every single year.
Pick wow.
A new spot.
That would be cool.
For do sure. Not assault Ben, though.
I'm so excited to sit. I mean, going to Schmigley Field, but I'm excited to sit in the bleachers across the street on
yes,
the roof.
Yes, it's going
the
to
rooftop
be.
The rooftop seats.
It's going to be unbelievable.
Amazing.
It's going to be great. And we'll have a great time. And thank you guys for signing up and paying and doing all that and putting your trust in our pal David and wanting to hang out with Ben and Woods in Chicago. It just means the world to us. So I was very nervous about that. I'm like, man, we get down to the last few weeks, like, going to have to make a big push. No, there's no pushes needed. It's done. So it's not, it has nothing to do with us. It's all to do with you guys. So thank you. Like, from the bottom of our hearts, you've made our life so easy. So easy.
Absolutely amazing. Coming up this hour, Take on Woods and Eno Saris is going to join us from The Athletic. He is also at baseball's winter meetings, late night tweeting, eyeball emojis and hearing things. And I don't know what he's hearing. He hasn't really shared any of it, but we'll get an update from Eno. Haven't talked to him since, I think, the last week of the season. It's been a while since we chatted with Eno, so it'll be good to catch up and see what he's been up to this offseason and anything he's learned at baseball's winter meetings.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to talking to Eno. It's just been a while since we've chatted with him. I wanted to tell you guys, too, speaking of the Tier 1s, there's a, you know, the Tier 1s is a name we named our audience many years ago based on the rankings of, it was Padres internal rankings, is that right? Tier 1, mm-hmm. Tier 2, Tier yep. 3. And, you know, we went with that. We kind of threw it out there and it stuck. But I think that the Tier 1 Mafia has a nice ring to, you know, like the Bills Mafia has a nice ring to it as well. Because you guys are insane, like the Mafia, and you're very loyal, like the Mafia. It's great. But there's another Mafia that I wanted to talk about. I told you this yesterday. I was watching a movie with my kids. We watched some of the Elvis movie, the Baz Luhrmann Elvis movie. Has anybody
Who
seen it?
Who starred as Elvis in that movie?
Austin Butler?
Yeah, right. I haven't seen it, but it wasn't a huge name. They picked someone they thought was going to really...
He's a huge name
he's
now.
He's a huge name now.
Yeah, but when they cast yeah. him, he was not huge.
He's phenomenal. And Tom Hanks played Colonel Tom Parker. And he was good. It's a good movie. It's Baz Luhrmann, so it's a little bit out there and kind of dreamy. But so we're watching the movie, and they liked it. They're kind of into it. They think that icon, you know, they remembered him from Forrest Gump when he makes the little cameo, and, you know, Forrest, of course, teaches him how to dance and all that. But I'm on, you know, I do what I do. I'm watching this Elvis movie, and I started thinking about the Memphis Mafia, which was this group of people that hung around Elvis. Let's be honest. They were sycophants.
His posse.
It was his posse.
Called
yeah.
Nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah. It was the Memphis Mafia. So
his entourage.
His entourage. So I'm on my phone and I'm Googling, you know, Memphis Mafia. I'm going down a rabbit hole as I do. And I go, man, what a fascinating group they were. Because they would take bullets for him. And they would keep him out of trouble. They would actually get him into trouble. They would get him what he needed. They would go in, you know, take him out through the back door when somebody was coming in the front door. The Memphis Mafia. So I go, that'd be a fascinating thing to dig a little deeper on. So I go to Amazon and I Google, or I put in Amazon Memphis Mafia. First thing that pops up is a book called Elvis and the Memphis Mafia. I go, oh, I'm getting this. I'm going to read this. I'll finish it in a weekend.
Did you not go check out how many stars it got from consumer?
Oh, it was high. I did not.
Expert reports
but was,
or anything?
It was, okay. They said this is this is the best Elvis book ever written. It's told by the guys in the Memphis Mafia. It's like an oral history. So if you're doing an oral history of Ben and Woods, I'm dead. You're talking, Paul's talking, Adam's talking. It's the three of you guys laying out the oral history. So this is what it was. So no big deal. I order the book, you know, $14.95 or whatever it was, and I wait for it to show up. Just a couple days ago, I go to the mail, and I go, what is this? And I had this package that was about 6 inches thick. And I go, what the hell is this? So I open it up. It's the Elvis Memphis Mafia book. It's like Tolstoy. It is...
The Elvis Dictionary.
It is... no kidding, it's 5 inches thick. 5 inches thick. The smallest font you've ever seen, and it's 900 pages. And I'm like... I pulled it out. I read like three pages and folded it up, put it on my bathroom hand. I was like, what is that? I'm like... It's a new book I'm reading. She's like, oh, good luck finishing that by 2027.
Is it like a turquoise?
No, it's black.
I'm trying to find a...
If you go to Amazon, I can just pull it up because I ordered it. It's in my recent order.
I mean, the cover may be different, but I'm sure that's the book. That could quality. That looks be huge.
It was absolutely massive. And I start reading it, and I'm like, couldn't I have just gotten some fun anecdotal stories and stuff? I guess they're coming, but right now we are going all through the history of Elvis and his entire family.
Do you remember the sinking feeling you got back in high school when they would, you were in English class, and they would do like their next book distribution?
Yeah.
And remember, you know, they'd bring them in and you'd hope to get one that wasn't torn to pieces already. And it was something like Anna Karenina. I remember in, I think it was 9th grade when they, or 10th grade, when they distributed Anna Karenina. And you look, I've got to read this.
You're like, I'm dead.
Whole thing in like
never
the next
read that one.
3 weeks. And then you start reading it and it's so slow. So hard to read something like that. Like the panic that would set in, at least for me, knowing that, oh, there's 187 chapters of this book. And we have to read like three of them every night for the next. I feel like the rest of your life, like they're never, you're never going to get. Yes, they made me read Anna Karenina in high school.
It is 806 pages.
Oh my God.
And it is the smallest, tiniest font that you've ever seen. I mean, it is tiny. And I can't see very well. I have to read with my readers on. It's tiny. And I'm sitting here looking through this going, I'm dead. Like, I can't finish. There's no way I can finish this book. I mean, I can. I've finished books bigger than that before. But do I want to? Do I want to spend?
I don't know.
I want to devote 806 pages
worth
of reading this book.
I mean, if it's really good, you'll, like, wish it was longer. Like,
yeah, that's true.
You know, when you really love a book,
you never want it to end.
You never want it to end.
Oh, I savor it. I drag it out.
I've only got 50 pages left. I need to, you know, carefully sparse them out so I don't have to, you know, finish this book yet. I love it so much.
Yeah, it is. It's very, very dense is a good word, K-Laws. But, yeah, the hardest for me when I was in middle school and high school was Beowulf. I just was like, this is the worst. I never liked it.
Beowulf.
Yeah, I
so
remember
that's
Beowulf.
That's like old English. I mean, it's not even real words anymore.
No,
that's the hard one.
I remember reading that going, what's the purpose? And I loved books.
Paulie, what was the worst thing you've...
Shakespeare?
Yeah.
Shakespeare was tough.
It was.
We had to do that in AP English.
Yep.
And it was like kind of a segment of the year. It was a year-long class, maybe a month and a half. Just on Shakespeare, and that was tough.
He's a tough read.
Yeah.
He's not easy. But once it starts to click and make sense, you're like, wow, this is really brilliant. Like, really, really brilliant. But I had to take full Shakespeare classes in college, and I remember none of it. I mean, I really remember none of it. I was way into it at the time, but you're not going to catch me sitting around reading much Shakespeare.
I think I've only read Romeo and Juliet and Hamlet.
Oh, we did Othello.
Yeah, I don't think I've done anything else.
Hamlet was great.
Hamlet was pretty good.
Really good. Romeo and Juliet's great.
Yeah, those are the two. If you're going to ever approach Shakespeare, they're probably the most approachable.
But the Cliff's Notes were a real thing back then. Now, we didn't have AI. Right, but we had Cliff's Notes, and I found myself digging into the Cliff's Notes. But I would read
Spark Notes.
I would read it at the same time, and then go and match up to be like, okay, that's what they're actually talking about. And I still do that with TV shows sometimes. I'm like, I didn't get that, so I go to Wikipedia, pull up the episode, and be like, oh, that's what they were.
Our teachers were so vehemently opposed to Cliff's Notes. Like, they would be if you like got caught with Cliff's Notes in class, you were in a lot of trouble.
I actually used them not as a cheater, but as what they were intended to do was...
kind of guide you.
Guide you? I actually used them as a guide.
That
I told
really
you
would be helpful. I mean, Anna Karenina is an impossible book to read for especially a high school kid. It's about an extramarital affair in Russian society in the 1800s. It is not an easy read, I'll tell you that.
Matthew says he did his master's thesis. On Beowulf. He read it in English, Russian, Oldie English, and Latin.
Wow. Why are you listening to this show?
Why are you here,
way too
Matthew?
Smart for us.
Yeah. You should be...
We're over here like, hey, what's a deductible?
What is this HSA you speak of? Absolutely incredible. So
my AP English teacher, she was teaching us like methods on how to kind of speed read because she goes, look, you guys are all going to wait until the last minute. These are... heavy books to like consume and let it soak in, and you're not going to be able to pass this class by just cramming it the night before and reading a book. You're not going to retain any of that information.
No, not even a little.
And I remember it actually worked. She said, if you're in a hurry, read the first and last sentence of every paragraph.
Sure.
Blow through it. And if you're even in more of a hurry, read the first and last paragraphs of each chapter. That's like where the the majority of the meat of each segment, each chapter is. And it really worked. I was able to fly through a lot of books that way.
Now, I'm a pretty elite speed reader. And
you are a much faster reader than I am.
Even this Elvis book, I stare at it in the morning because I have it on my like nightstand. And I look at it and I'm like, cool, 14 pages down, 780 to go.
I have too much like ADD to read well. Like, I seriously will read a whole chapter of a book and not remember a single word.
I just roll through it?
I'm like, my eyes, I'm reading the words, except I'm retaining none of it.
My brain is
just somewhere else.
I do that with TV. TV shows as well. I watch it. I'll go, what just happened? I have to rewind it again.
You're like, your eyes are fixed on it. You're watching the whole time, and you're like, I was not paying attention.
I've gotten to the point now where you'll start a show, and I'll get to the third episode before I realized, oh, wait, I watched this like 7 years
ago. I know. I'm with you, dude. I'm with you 100%. All right, we got Eno Saris coming up with
something. Let's get a play game of Take on Woods when we come back, and then we'll have time for Eno at the bottom of the hour. If you want to be our contestant, we did have a winner yesterday. First one of the month to beat Woods. You can make it two in a row if you call in now for our musical trivia challenge. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Phone lines are completely open. So good time to get in. Play for the trip to Las Vegas when we come back with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fam. During the holidays, as you're having maybe a dinner with relatives and you see your family members with you, take just a moment to think about the future and what would happen if you were gone. And I'm not saying something's going to happen to you in the next couple of months, but you don't know. And, you know, and if it did, wouldn't you like to have the peace of mind of knowing that they'd be taken care of?
This is one of those things that is just it's not a you should do it. It's kind of you have to do it. You have to do it. You need to go to trustandwill.com. Use the code FAN when you check out. You'll get 20% off of your trust or will. If you do have a family, you do have assets and things like that, make sure you get that done. And they keep it so simple, even for buffoons like myself. Go to trustandwill.com. Code is FAN when you check out for 20% off.
Absolutely. Legal documents. They will be sent to your home. You can put them in a safe or a filing cabinet. Tell your family they're there. They won't want to use them, but they'll be glad that they have them if something happened to you, because you don't want to be left in probate court. You can get a trust that helps your family have access to all of your funds right away when you're gone, as opposed to perhaps months and an expensive legal process known as probate that you can avoid, and they can do it easily and simply for you at trustandwill.com. Again, use the code FAN at checkout for 20% off your trust or will. Go to trustandwill.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Got Eno Saris coming up in just about 10 minutes. Don't forget, at 9 a.m., we will select another name in our biggest fan contest every day at 9 a.m., 1 p.m., 5:30 p.m. If you hear your name, you'll have 10 minutes to call us back. Qualify for our grand prize night in our Odyssey suite for a Padres game this coming season with all the fan staff, 20 of your friends, and it's all catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine, so make sure you register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan to get into our biggest fan contest. And speaking of contests, time for today's game. Let's play a little Take on Woods. Take on Woods brought to you by Bay Alarm, security and fire alarms for every business. We got you, and we got David as our contestant this morning. David, how are you?
Hi, good morning. Doing well, thank you.
All right, we had a great game yesterday, 5-4 in favor of the Tier 1. Let's see if you can also qualify for our grand prize. It is a two-night stay in Las Vegas at the Park MGM and tickets to Dolby Live at the Park MGM for New Kids on the Block, their residency coming in 2026. Also, a $100 gas card. Get your own tickets for NKOTB next year at Ticketmaster.com. Here are your categories to pick from, David. We still have A Bundle of Joy. That is all 2-second songs that include the word joy in the title. The Long Goodbye, 5-song titles that include the word goodbye. And our new category, it's also all 2-second songs. It's called Right Here, song titles that begin with here. So A Bundle of Joy, The Long Goodbye, or Right Here, David. What would you like to play?
Let's do Bundle of Joy.
Bundle of Joy. All right, it's been sitting there for a while. All 2-second songs. You'll go first. Woods will go second. He doesn't get the category. You beat or tie him, you will qualify for the grand prize. Of course, all you have to do is name the song title and the artist to score the point. We got 5 of them, 60 seconds. If you don't know one, you can always pass. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. Paulie, you got everything queued up? All right, he's good to go. David, you ready to play?
Let's go.
All right, let's do this. Let's put 60 seconds on the clock. The category again, A Bundle of Joy. Your time begins when Paul plays our first song. Good luck, David. Let's take on Woods.
Joy to the World, Three Dog Night.
That is correct. Song number 2.
Yeah.
Let's go to song number 3. I love you, fool. I love
you. Yeah.
All right, let's go to song number 4. This is actually the artist that has joy in it.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to song number 5.
I know.
All right. Go back to song number 2. A little time left.
Oh, man. I got nothing.
Nothing, just the 1. Just the one, Joy to the World. A good start, though, by Three Dog Night. The rest of the answers. Enjoy the Silence by Depeche Mode. Joyride by Roxette. Love Will Tear Us Apart by Joy Division. And Pride and Joy by Stevie Ray Vaughan. I don't think one's going to get it done today, David.
I think so either.
Let's bring Woods back in, see how he does. He doesn't get the category. Definitely makes it tougher for him. But we'll see. These are all two-second songs again today.
Okay.
All right, David, score locked in. Let's put 60 seconds back on the clock. Woods, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on David.
Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog by Three Dog Night.
That
Three
is
Dog
not
Night.
What it's called, though.
Song number Joy two. To the World, sorry. Enjoy the Silence by Depeche Mode.
Correct. Song number three.
Pass.
Song number four.
Love Will Tear Us Apart by Joy Division.
Correct. Song number five.
Pride and Joy by Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Correct. Song number three. I love you,
fool. I love you. I know, this could drive me crazy. What's the category?
Oh, you don't have the category.
I don't have the category.
Really?
No, I have no idea. Flying blind here.
I give you your answers. Enjoy the Silence, Joy Division, Pride and Joy. Hello, you fool. Hello, you fool. I love you. No.
Joy Formidable. No.
Joyride by Roxette.
Roxette.
Three, but you did get the win 3-1 today. In the category of Bundle of Joy. Yeah, Joy to the World is
Joy
what
the
that
world.
Song
Not
is
Jeremiah
called.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
That's how it starts.
I know.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog. David, thank you for playing. Woods back in the win column today with a 3-1 victory.
Feels real good. It was a tough one. Thank God for Joy Division.
You were starting to slide, and then
I was, and then
joined
him. I was like, "Oh, I know that." Oh,
all right. Let's take a timeout. We'll get plenty of time for Eno Saris. He's going to join us coming up from the baseball winter meetings in Orlando. He's been tweeting nothing substantive, just a lot of eyeball emojis and things like that.
He is. This is unlike him.
I know.
This is unlike him.
We'll see.
I'm going to chastise him next.
Yeah, I think you need to. Coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, Daily Fantasy. Prize Picks is my place. It can be yours as well. Really easy to play. You have different options out there. I've enjoyed Prize Picks. They make it very simple. To get started, first of all, the downloading the app is very easy. I will remind you, when you do download the app, make sure to put the code KWFN in, because you're going to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. So you got the $50 in the account, and then you start playing. And, you know, you can set your lineups however you like. The app is easy to use. You're watching, let's say, football this week. You can pick your favorite players like Josh Allen or Saquon Barkley, total touchdowns, more or less, total yardage, more or less, and then combine them together. The more you combine together, the more you can win with Prize Picks. It's between two and six total players. You can combine sports as well. College basketball tonight, you're watching the game down at Viejas Arena. You can pick players on those teams. You've got all kinds of options for your daily fantasy picks. But again, make sure you use the code KWFN when you download the app, so get your $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. It's Prize Picks. It's good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, would it surprise anybody to know that maybe, potentially, you know, Saris is sleeping it off in his bedroom right now?
It's like 11:37 on the East Coast, though.
He's been raging at the winter meetings, it looks like.
Late night tweets.
So we confirmed yesterday.
I gave him the whole, hey, I know, it's crazy. If you want me to confirm in the morning and nail down a time, let me know. He goes, no. 11:40, 8:40.
I'm good.
He said, we're still a little early then. Maybe he's not ready for us yet. We got a couple minutes.
So Paulie texted him 15 minutes ago just to...
You know, I'll give you a call in about 10, 15.
Prime the pump.
Haven't heard.
If he's at an Orlando strip club right now, because I hear they are fantastic. I've never been. But what if he's out raging until noon at a strip club in Orlando?
Carlos says there will be no Saris today. I like that, Carlos. It's funny. That wasn't mine. That was Carlos's. Right. You can shrug
it. You laughed and brought it,
I thought it
to
was
the
funny.
Forefront.
I was good. I will let everybody know this hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety. In 2023, 1,355 people were killed in alcohol-related crashes throughout California. Driving under the influence of anything is dangerous, illegal, and has serious consequences. Don't be the T in DUI. Is that what that says? Go safely,
don't
California.
Don't be the I in DUI?
It looks like a T, Paulie.
I don't know.
Reading that one for the first time.
Let me see it.
You see it?
Yep. That says, it's I with quotation marks.
It's a quotation I, quotation.
Don't be the I with
moron. He called you a moron. Did you hear him call you a moron?
Who called
Paulie?
Me a I'm sorry.
Wow.
I just need to take, there we go. I just need to take my glasses off to read, apparently. I can see it now. With my glasses on, it just looked kind of blurry.
Look, it's like not a laughing matter, but don't be the T in DUI is one of the best.
That's what I was like, I don't think I wrote that. Like, that makes no sense at all. I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's I.
It really does. In his defense, it really does look like a T. If I'm reading that, I will 100% say, has serious consequences. Don't be the T in DUI. Go safely, California. That's exactly what it sounds like. Like, take a picture of it and put it in the chat, Paulie. Moron,
no,
by the way.
No one's going to forget that message now, and I want everyone to think, when you go to a party...
Don't be the I in moron.
Don't be the T in DUI this holiday season.
You will never forget it. You will never forget it. Yeah, if you have a couple beers and you get behind the wheel, you'll remember Ben saying, don't be the T in DUI, and it will stick with you forever.
There's no I in team. There is a T.
In DUI.
And there also is a T in DUI. Yeah,
there is a T. There is a T.
I don't know. It looks like an I to me.
There's no way.
When you blow it up to massive proportions in our chat, it looks like an I.
Do it in the regular font that it's in.
But when
the regular size, it looks like a T.
Font, it looks like a T.
Shut up, Purple. He says it's very clearly an I.
That's what I'm saying.
If you saw what we're seeing here. All right, just remember, don't be the T in DUI.
I mean, it looks like one of those fancy T's
under the tinfluence.
Still looks like an I.
Driving under the tinfluence.
God. Sorry. I've got 50-year-old eyes.
They could have actually spelled out I-E-Y-E if they wanted to. You know what I mean? Just for the read.
Right.
Don't be the I. Paulie, that's still triple the size of what this thing is. Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, let's check traffic. Did we already check
like
traffic? No, let's check traffic, and then we'll see if we can hook up with Eno Saris in just a minute.
Don't
here.
Don't be the T in DUI. Under the tinfluence. What a moron.
97.3. I knew it didn't make sense. That's why I stopped.
I was like, what's going on?
Okay, stop for a second before we check traffic.
Yeah.
Josh nails this.
I have not heard from Eno, so we got time.
Josh nails this. He goes, to be fair, the I doesn't make sense either.
No.
Don't be the influence in driving under the influence.
They mean, like, you know, don't do it yourself. Don't.
Oh, but it's not driving under I.
I know.
It's not driving under myself. It's driving under the influence. Man, that was fantastic. Driving while tanked. D-U-D-W-T.
D-W-T. Don't get the DWT.
Yeah, don't be the U in DUI. Yeah. Actually makes more sense. Y-O-U. All right. The message remains. Don't drink and drive.
Simple message.
Moron.
A very, very complicated.
Moron was amazing, by the way. He just throws it out. Moron. God. All right. Now you can check traffic.
I get it. All right. Let's check traffic here.
You were insinuating that I made the mistake.
No.
I thought maybe it was probably just bad copy or something.
Copy.
I just didn't
Which
get
never
it.
Happens here.
No.
When's the last time we had bad copy here at Odyssey? Never.
Yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
And the day before.
97.3
The
Fan.
The day before.
Give us some traffic.
I don't know. I think Eno's been drinking since like Sunday afternoon.
He's driving under the influence right now.
Hopefully not. All right, so we can talk about baseball's winter meetings without him. Saw Dylan Cease talking yesterday, new member of the Toronto Blue Jays, about why he picked Toronto. Said instantly felt a rapport with their analytics and pitching kind of side of the operation and ways they feel like they can improve Dylan's game. And, you know, if that works out well for him, then he made a good choice. He does feels like a Toronto sort of pitcher.
Sure.
I don't know. I do think it's a good fit for Dylan Cease to go to Toronto
As do I. I knew Dylan Cease was going to get paid, and he did get paid. And now, you know, he did say, you know, one of the other reasons, it's funny that they even asked these questions, why did you join Toronto? I wanted to join a championship team.
No one ever gives the real reason. They offered me the most money.
They offered
money.
Me absolute ass load of money, and I had to take it. After almost 5 ERA, and you're giving me $30 million a year? Yeah, it's called a no-brainer, guys. And it's actually a really good team, too. So you could have gotten that. You could have gotten a real hefty offer from somebody else that wasn't a cool
And he doesn't
place.
Have to come in and be the ace.
No,
you know what? He's
not
on a good rotation. Take your turn every fifth day, which you know he can do.
Yep.
And
you
has
know
done.
He can do.
And then, you know, hopefully, you know, the results are a little bit better than they were this last year. And I think Toronto will be pretty happy.
Yeah.
Did they pay a little too much? Maybe, but everyone does in free agency.
Every team that signs anyone is probably paying too much at this point. You know? I mean, there's very few bargains out there, especially in the starting pitching front.
The Dodgers remain, obviously, a hot topic at the winter meetings after signing Edwin Diaz. Katie Wu reporting on their continued interest in Kyle Tucker. You mentioned it earlier. She said they're not willing to go 6 years likely, but they're willing to go 4. If Kyle Tucker will accept a shorter contract, they will give him plenty of money every single year. They just don't want to go to the extensive commitment.
How old is he?
How old is he?
30?
I think 32, I want to say. But, I mean, he's still in his prime. No doubt about it. He's 28. Only 28?
Well, I give him six years, man.
Why wouldn't they give him 6 years?
If you're the LA Dodgers, who cares?
They got guys older than that already that are still producing for them.
About to turn 29 next month.
Okay. Well, that's still be 6 years, be 35 at the end of that deal.
I would, if I'm LA, what do you care? God, so stupid with this. I can't stand this. This is actually...
I think you nailed it. You nailed it yesterday.
This bothers me more than anything else that they're doing.
You've
lost the right to be...
I think you nailed it.
You can't... You've lost the right to nickel and dime. You just have.
You were talking about prospects yesterday. You can't complain about prospects.
No, you can't, and you can't have it both ways of like... Well, look at us. We're the best. We're so smart. We have so much money. And then be like, we're not going to 6 years. We'll do four. There's nothing you could do to your team right now that will damage the future of your team. And I mean nothing.
Are they getting too arrogant? Like,
no.
Hey, we're the Dodgers. We don't need to offer 6 years. You want to join our team. You're lucky.
Yeah, maybe.
To be able to join. You're lucky we're offering you a contract for the opportunity to play for the two-time defending World Series champions.
And I wouldn't even say that that's arrogance, per se. I wouldn't even say that that's arrogance, but that's just kind of like the way that it is. That's just the way that
They're taking advantage of the situation.
Of the situation.
That they're a desirable location, desirable team to join. Why should we have to offer more?
Right.
Than everybody else.
Correct.
You should want to play for us for less. I mean, Clayton Kershaw did.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't anybody else want to do that as well? So there may be part of that there. And then, of course, the rumors about Tarek Skubal and pursuing him in a trade. And I think it's interesting that, you know, will that create more of a backlash again? If they get Skubal and Tucker and Diaz, is there 29 teams that are basically throwing their arms up in the air and going, this has got to stop? This has got to stop.
Yeah, but why? Not breaking any rules.
They're not. We got Eno?
He is awoken.
Welcome, Eno.
Man. Tell me you're on a bender.
Eno Saris from The Athletic joining us here on 97.3 The Fan. Hi, Eno.
Are you on a bender?
Oh, my God,
dude. We had an idea with all those 2:30 a.m. emojis and tweets.
My God. Dude. I tried to treat myself well last night and go to bed, you know, early. So I got back to the room around 2, and I couldn't sleep. So I've got like 4 hours of sleep, and it's 11 o'clock.
This is the greatest, greatest moment of my radio career. I actually called this. I go, my guess is that he's a little bit hungover.
I feel bad now putting you on, but this is too entertaining.
You only have to make it about 5 more minutes for the top of the hour, you're okay. So we can push to the 9 o'clock hour. It's no problem.
A 5 minute hit with Eno. I love this.
No, I'm sorry, guys.
You're a legend for this, by the way. Like,
this is the best.
This is not even your best winter meetings interview. That was when we had you in person.
Yeah, out of breath.
Out of breath.
No, this is way better. This is
on the air.
This is way better. This is way better.
Oh, God.
It's been so out of character for you. I love that you've cut loose in this because you don't do the tease. You don't do the tease, the eyeball emoji tease. Now, our boss here, Eno, he is such a fan of the eyeball emoji tease, and it makes me insane when he does it. So I've berated him over the years to stop doing it. And so with you, I mean, I DM'd you after one. I'm like, what are you hearing? Like, what's happening? Is it Mason Miller? Is he on the move? So you're definitely hearing some stuff. How interesting is it?
Oh, I'm also trolling a little.
You sucker. He does the same thing. I kind of had an idea.
No, but I mean, I'm hearing some interest. I love the bar scene. I love the 2 a.m. conversations. And I do have some stuff I'm working on. I'm on such a weird beat though. So like the stuff I'm hearing is that baseball has decided to centralize all minor league vendors for data and technology.
Oh, wow.
And it's a small story at first, but when the implications are interesting, because what you're doing there is you're capping spending basically on minor league stuff, and baseball loves the cap spending. You know, the international slots, you know, the international money that's capping spending the draft slots, that's capping spending. You know, wherever they can do it, they want to do it. And so I wonder if this is the first step on a line to kind of capping spending on the front office. And what it will do will stifle innovation a little bit because, you know, teams can't find their own interesting, you know, vendors for what they want to do in the minor leagues. It will bring some teams up. I was talking to, you know, the A's, for example, don't have a Hawkeye at all of their minor league parks because they don't have as much money as other people. And with this, they will, you know, get up to speed with everybody else.
Wow.
And this is something that owners can do without, I assume, negotiating with the union because it's not a player-related, CBA-related cost-cutting measure.
100%, 100%. And, like, you know, if they ever wanted to cap front office spending in terms of executives and stuff, those guys are not in a union either. So, you know, it's the kind of thing that would piss off a team like the Dodgers, maybe, who, you know, have all sorts of vendors and have to do all sorts of things in minor leagues. And,
you know, I hate to make you think too hard this morning, but I want to ask you, who do you think is the right pitching fit out there, starting pitching fit for the San Diego Padres, given they're not going to probably go, you know, top of the market for a Framber Valdez, you know, starting wise free agency or even, you know, trade. You can look around, but they don't have a ton of trade capital in the minor leagues right now. Who's the right fit that the Padres should be pursuing this offseason?
Well, you know, there is the other rumor, which is everyone's wondering what this, you know, Padres rumor is because they're, you know, Kevin Acey reported it and that they're working on something big. And we all know that AJ Preller likes to swing big. So, I mean, I do think that what we settled on at Rates and Barrels is that we think it's probably a Mason Miller trade. And you know, there's a link to Soto, you know, kind of talking about Soto. I think that he may even try to make it. And, you know, the Soto deal was almost a three-team deal where, like,
yeah,
you trade Soto and you trade part of the package you got for Cease, right?
Yep.
And I wonder if it's just a straight three-team deal this time where it's like you trade Mason Miller to somebody that wants this crazy good closer and, you know, like the Yankees or something, you know. And you get prospects from them, and you turn that into a starting pitcher from somewhere else. I mean, Edward Cabrera is the big name that's on the block right now, and the Orioles are trying to get him. But I wouldn't be surprised if AJ Preller snuck in and stole that cheese from the rat. So, you know, I think that could be something where, you know, they trade Mason Miller, and you know, the bullpen, you know. It will hurt a little bit, but sure. Maybe he has enough money to get Suarez back. And maybe our boy Morahone can be the closer.
Yeah, we speculated that too this morning. And one thing that I threw out, and I actually heard that it might have legs, and you can poo-poo it or not, but Francisco Lindor is a target that A.J. Preller has been. He's coveted that man for at least 5-6 years that I know. You know, you hear those rumors, the whispers of, you know, things aren't going great in New York. The GM had to address it, I think, yesterday at the winter meetings about, you know, Francisco Lindor and his standing with the New York Mets. I don't know. I mean, there's obviously a lot of smoke around Mason Miller. Would that be, in your eyes, a case of buyer's remorse, you know, if you're like, we traded Leodalis DeVries for this guy, and man, in hindsight, that might have been too much. He's not going to convert to a starter. Other teams want him; they'll pay a fortune. We'll just flip him with a few years of control. Would you look at that as kind of buyer's remorse, or no? It's just savvy baseball move.
I don't think that he worries, man. He just looks to the next thing.
True,
you know?
That's so true. You know? He does not regret things once he does them. He just doesn't.
And also, did Mason Miller like lose a ton of value in a month of playing? You know what I mean?
Like, no, he was fantastic.
He may have gained value.
His first playoffs ever. He was absolutely ungodly.
Yeah. So I don't. I think he still has a lot of trade value, and he can maybe. To pull this off. I mean, if they don't do that, then, you know, they have to get multiple pitchers and they have to kind of act almost like the Giants and say, you know, hey, come here and do a nice park for a pitcher and give us a 1-year deal. And I don't know, you know, shop in the veteran bucket with Chris Bassett, or, you know, one guy that I kind of like a little bit for has maybe a little bit of upside is Dustin May. And you know, the Fangraphs doesn't even have a projection for a contract for him. So that's, that they think it's kind of like a 1 year or something. So maybe you could do a get a little bit of a younger guy in Dustin May. Tyler Malley's, you know, that's the bucket you're shopping in. Nick Martinez, you know, like, that's where you're shopping.
Dustin May, I had penciled in 3 years ago as a future Cy Young Award winner. I don't know. I know injury. I have some weird injuries as well with the salad, whatever that was. And remember the punctured throat for the, from yeah. the one thing I'll never puncture my throat eating is a salad. I promise you that right now. But like,
it's pretty sharp.
But, literally was like, this dude's going to win a Cy Young. Some of the nastiest stuff I'd seen. If there is a chance of him regaining that, sure, man. Maybe you take a look at it. Especially with, you know, no contract terms even being thrown out there. Who knows what you could get him on? But man, that's always good information. So you literally just woke up for the day.
I'm dead.
I love this.
I feel like poop.
Good for you, man.
Do you have to check out, or are you staying another day, or what's? Are you the late checkout? What's going on?
Well, the lovely thing about the winter meetings now is that the Athletic has stuck its writer summit, like it's you know, our organizational meetings, onto the winter meetings on the Thursday. So
yeah,
so we get to stay another day.
Room service, not hair of the
coffee dog. And Advil.
We're too old. Gatorade, water.
You need something.
Coca-Cola.
Breakfast burrito.
I think I have to run.
You have to run.
Sweat it out.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Thank you for a very memorable appearance.
Well, I hope your wife's not listening, because if my wife was listening to me wake up at 11, she would be chastising me to no end. I would get killed. I would get killed.
You know what I can't do when I get home is I can't say the T word. I'm not tired.
Oh, I'm not tired. I feel great. Yeah. I'm happy to take the kids, whatever you need.
Refreshed.
Exactly.
I'm refreshed.
Go away for a week and then come back and be like, oh, I'm so tired.
Nope. Yeah, I made that mistake before, too. Here's another little tip. When you come back, don't say how much fun you had either. Just keep it nice and mellow. Okay? It was fine. It's work, babe. It's a gig. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, exactly.
Rest your head, my friend.
Right,
thanks,
Eno Saris on our David P. Shapiro fan hotline. Sounded like he put the T in IPA last night.
He sure did, dude. Holy cow,
David
man.
P. Shapiro,
the T in whiskey.
He is a legend.
That was the greatest interview we've ever had.
How you doing,
had.
Eno?
David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, bringing good people, helping them regain control of their life in the future when charged with a crime.
You put the T in David P. Shapiro, by the way.
It's 2010. Visit David P. Shapiro, blah.com. Biggest fan next. Next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.